Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Santo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The DH, Bobby Mitchell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Charlie Moore now catching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is hit by the pitch. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Money moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton has Money trapped. There's the throw to Hairman and back to Melton, who tags Money for the out. Briggs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields the ball and throws to Slayton covering. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Money is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards the mound. Slayton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Moore steals second. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Allen moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Allen moves to third. Melton moves to second. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Money hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Moore reaches second base with a double. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allen strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann bunts towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to second. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 3 in the game. Dent hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 3 in the game. Coluccio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allen strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melton. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Melton steals second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry pinch hits for Robin Yount. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garcia moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Money hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Cy Acosta now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-4 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Briggs moves to second. Terry Forster now pitching. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of 1-ball-2-strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-4 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the mound. Forster catches it and throws to first to double up Scott. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.